WRCE and 107.7.
Seven minutes after seven tonight, sunrise time around 6:44 this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 29.93, which is steady. No precipitation today. With some fog we're experiencing this morning. After an earlier reading today of 55, it is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of questions about the firm behind the exploding pagers in Lebanon. Gold Apollo Electronics in Taiwan acknowledges its brand name was on the devices worn by members of Hezbollah, but the chairman of the company insists they were manufactured independently by another firm, one in Hungary. The pagers all went off simultaneously. 12 people were killed, sources confirming Israel was behind the attack. The Federal Reserve expected to cut interest rates today by either a quarter or a half percent. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
It's not just this one move from the Fed. What this really symbolizes is the beginning of a series of interest rate cuts. So over the next year, 2 years, the Fed is going to bring rates back down. Probably not going to go back down to 0%. Most economists and the Fed itself has projected probably its main interest rate is going to be closer to 3%.
Sean Diddy Combs spending last night in a federal penitentiary after pleading not guilty to sex trafficking. This is ABC News. AT&T now agreeing to pay a $13 million settlement after a data breach last year affecting millions of its customers. Phoenix finally breaking a brutal record.
It's been a long, hotter than hot summer in Arizona. The phrase dry heat taking on new meaning in Phoenix. The city was locked in temperatures above 100 degrees since May 27th. But Tuesday, for the first time in 113 days, the temperature dipped below the triple digit marker. It's still in the 90s, but residents seeing some relief. This summer in Phoenix, now a record for the hottest in recorded history, topping last year's record. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
After 12 years on the market, somebody has stepped up to buy basketball legend Michael Jordan's home near Chicago. The 9-bedroom, 19-bath house that includes a putting green, cigar room, and basketball courts, selling for about $15 million, half the initial asking price. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in high school volleyball, Richland Center was a winner over River Valley in three sets. It was a win for Ithaca over North Crawford, 3-0. Cuba City swept Riverdale as well. It was a win for Lancaster over Prairie du Chien, 3-1. Platteville, 3-2 over Dodgeville. Seneca swept Weston, and Lafarge was a winner against DeSoto, 3-1. Kickapoo swept Wazika Steuben. Dodgeville and Mineral Point tied River Valley at 2 in boys soccer. Bryce Harper hit a tie-breaking two-run home run in the sixth inning to back up the strong pitching of Zach Wheeler as the Phillies defeated the Brewers 5-1 in a matchup of division leaders. The same two teams will play later today, in fact. The Brewers have a chance to clinch it with a game win at AmFam Field. Elsewhere, Miami 11-9 over the Dodgers, Cincinnati 6 and Atlanta 5, the Mets 10-1 over Washington, St. Louis 3, Pittsburgh 1, Colorado 8-2 over Arizona. As mentioned, the Cubs lost to Oakland 4-3, San Francisco 10, and Baltimore nothing, Houston 4-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Cleveland 1, Tampa Bay 8-3 over Boston, Detroit 3, Kansas City 1, Texas 13, Toronto 8, the Angels 5, White Sox nothing, Yankees 11-2 over Seattle as well. That's a look at sports today.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
A quiet crisis is affecting rural America, and it's time we talk about it. Suicide rates nearly doubled in our rural communities between 2000 and 2020, and the numbers continue to rise. For many, stigmas around mental illness prevent them from seeking help. It's okay to talk about suicide. Dial 988 if you are experiencing a mental health crisis. If you or someone in your family farms, you can access support through the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline at 888-901-2558.
Today, a high of 85, very summer-like again. South to southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Partly sunny Thursday and 84. 62 Thursday night with showers and thunderstorms likely. And Friday, 81 degrees. In Richland Center yesterday, we were at 88 for a daytime high. At midnight, we were at 55. Now down to a cool overnight low. It is 48 degrees in Richland Center. Today is Wednesday, September 18th.
Somehow she made me laugh. I guess that
Tim McGraw, WRCO, saying good morning to you today. Phil Nee with you, and it's awesome to be along on a beautiful day like this with some summer-like weather still to go after a cool start to the day. And possibly you're reaping the fall harvest, getting a few things ready to roll, and maybe enjoying some fruits of the garden. Yeah, we're getting there. Certainly everything is green and growing and really growing. The weeds are growing real well, too, in the garden. They kind of got ahead of me. Now I'm going to have to really dig for my potatoes, but it's kind of like a potato treasure hunt there in the garden these days. We have some news, weather, and sports for you coming up a little bit later on. As we mentioned in sports, the Brewers could almost clinch. Yeah, they could clinch. Their magic number is now one, which is unbelievable. And they're going to get it done. It just kind of makes me wonder what they will do. Will they rest some players over the course of the last couple of weeks of the season? Or will they continue business as usual? Two schools of thought in that. Certainly you don't want to get people hurt. You don't want to give them resting chances. But you also want to keep a little bit of a mojo going, too. You know, if you rest and you kind of get out of your regular routine, maybe that doesn't bode well for the future. But they haven't yet called me for advice. I'll be here if they need me, though. Here's Neil McCoy.
In the blink of an eye, at the drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. Now you smiled at me, and before I knew, I was head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in the night. Call it destiny, call it love at first sight, call it meant to be, I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like
that. Steals your heart like a thief in the night.
Love happens like that.
And you can run, but you can't
love
hide. Turn your world around just like that.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in the night.
Love happens like that.
Now you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Just like that.
I got grit, I got draw, I love Jesus as my dog, I like butter on my bed. the coastline, no matter which way the crow flies.
Thompson Square here on WRCO, WRCE. Be listening next hour. We give you a chance to qualify in Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. We'll give you the next word you need to know coming up next hour.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
50% off savings continue at the Krogan's Hardware Liquidation Sale in Boscobel. All plumbing, power tools, electrical, furniture, 50% off. Lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, hand tools, work gloves, trimmers, now all half price. Humidifiers, small appliances, grills, hunting items, and more, now all 50% off. Most rental equipment at 60% off. All appliances now priced below cost. Last call on washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and more. All sales final, cash or credit card only. See store for exclusions. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 till 4. Krogan's Retirement Sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store-wide.
6:21 the time. We're headed toward 85 later, so a ways to go. It was a fairly clear night. There were some patchy fog moments early today, but otherwise, right now, you can even still see the old moon out there today. Is it the harvest moon? I think that's what they said. Full moon. Well, I don't know if it was a full moon, but a harvest moon. The super moon. So hopefully you had a chance to see that. And it was kind of the nightlight for us overnight.
Everywhere a hound, every turn I take, you ride around the bend.
thought there just might come a time I wouldn't regret telling you goodbye. If there was, I'll never know. No matter where I go, I cannot run you.
Frankie Justin on WRCO and Love Somebody. 6:28 the time. News, weather, and sports will be up today at 6:30.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Today's news at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, the friendly feed store. Today, a high of 85 degrees, 57 for tonight as summer-like weather continues. Right now in Richland Center, it is 48.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Richland County Board Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting by explaining the reason for the public comment being off of the night's agenda. While some people expressed their displeasure, it soon got quiet when he expressed his feelings and explained that there will be a special meeting next Tuesday, September 24th, for the purpose of the community being able to discuss their concerns brought about by the cybersecurity issue, as well as Pine Valley Community Village and other issues facing the county. Turk did express his displeasure of the hurtful rhetoric and misinformation on social media. He stated that Richland County is better than this. The public is encouraged to attend the special meeting next Tuesday, September 24th at 6 o'clock. County Administrator Candace Pesch encourages anyone who has questions about the cybersecurity incident to call her. Angie Wall, interim administrator at Pine Valley Community Village, reported that things are going well. People can be assured that they are not understaffed and residents are getting their necessary care. She added that they are currently overstaffed for the number of residents they currently have. She also reiterated that no one will lose their job to being overstaffed. In fact, they currently hired additional CNAs, so they are prepared when the census increases. Candace Pesch shared a financial plan which includes Pine Valley paying $725,000 toward the annual budget, which she adds would eventually make Pine Valley solvent, and that there is no plan to sell Pine Valley. J.D. Vance once again campaigns in Wisconsin. The Republican vice presidential candidate made another campaign stop, and once again he chose Eau Claire. During the stop, Vance focused on border security, the economy, and getting people out to vote. This was Vance's second campaign stop in Eau Claire, his first being August 7th, the same day that Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz were in the city. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin on Friday with a campaign stop in Madison. Wisconsin's infrastructure ranks among the best in the nation, but the letter grade in a new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers is not an A. During a Tuesday press conference at the Capitol in Madison, Zoe Myers with Dane County-based JT Engineering said Wisconsin received a C+. That's a one-step improvement over the 2020 Wisconsin grade report card and a two-step higher increase over 2021. Wisconsin is one of only three states with a grade of A and a C+, and it's currently the highest cumulative GPA grade a state has received. The report card evaluates 17
clean infrastructure categories. Ken Mica, director of the ASCE, Wisconsin Society, said that includes broadband, which is now running many critical infrastructure systems, such as streetlights, wastewater systems, and drinking water system. The report card evaluates 17 infrastructure categories. Railways and ports were among the highest scoring in the state, while transit and wastewater scored lowest, each with a D+. One of two teens formally charged in the death of a Lincoln Hills staffer will now be possibly sent to prison. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom is charged with Lincoln County Court for party to felony murder and party to battery in connection with the death of Corey Prolix. Nyblom waived a preliminary hearing for his case. An unnamed 16-year-old resident at Lincoln Hills is facing reckless homicide charges. Nyblom is accused of standing by while the 16-year-old assaulted Prolix. The case has sparked increased scrutiny of the facility and also has been the subject of federal civil rights investigations in recent years. A surge in new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin last week.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission says between August 27th and September 10th, the day of the presidential debate, the average number of new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin was just over 2,100. For September 11th and 12th, the average was close to 8,000. Was the debate a factor, or perhaps Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris? The public information officer for the commission says it's impossible to know. Now, the number of new daily registrations does not just count first-time voters. It also includes voters who have re-registered after a move. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Life Day will be held today at the Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm in rural Lone Rock. Those attending Rural Life Day will be gathering to praise God for providing an abundant food source and to honor the farmer, the steward of these resources. The event begins at 10, featuring a mass, followed by lunch and farm tours. Recognition of Century Farms, outstanding farm family and friends of rural life will also take place. The Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road, Lone Rock. All are welcome to attend. There's a blood drive going on in the area today. The Red Cross blood drive in Richland Center happens between 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting redcrossblood.org. Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide.
At this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it. Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up in spaces and places without the necessary resources they need?
According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest kids count, 13% of children in Wisconsin live in poverty. The Miss Wisconsin organization announced that the Miss Wisconsin and Miss Wisconsin teen competitions are moving to New Berlin in southeastern Wisconsin. The competitions, held at Oshkosh West High School for 61 years, will take place at New Berlin West High School's Performing Arts Center June 18th through the 21st of next year. No reason for the move was given. Four past Miss Wisconsin winners have come from or represented New Berlin.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
High temperatures will reach the mid-80s today, and a south-southeast wind expected between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 57. Thursday, partly sunny, still quite warm, and a high of 84. The next mention of rain Thursday night, when showers and thunderstorms are likely. Yesterday's high was 88 here at the studios, and we have dipped down from the midnight reading of 55 to the current mark, which is the overnight low. It is 48.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at a full night of high school activities last night, and the Brewers lost but still gained a game in the division lead.
Obesity affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, putting them at risk for a number of health issues that used to only affect adults, like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages everyone to help our kids stay healthy. Supporting healthy school lunch programs and regular opportunities for movement during the day are two ways to support our young people. Follow us on social media as we share more ideas throughout the month.
The Richland Center volleyball team improved to 2-1 in the Southwest Conference after a 3-set victory against River Valley last night. The scores were 25-18, 25-16, and 25-14. River Valley fell to 0-3 in the conference after two previous 5-set losses. The Hornets set the tone early with senior Soleil Ewing getting 5 kills in the opening set on her way to 12 for the night. River Valley's Ella Myers countered with 5 kills in the opener and wound up for the night with 13. River Valley won the JV match 2-1. Following the varsity sweep, Richland Center gets set to face another road test. Thursday, they'll travel to Lancaster. River Valley will play at Dodgeville. Also in the conference last night, Lancaster with a win 3-1 over Prairie du Chien. And it was a showdown between Platteville and Dodgeville, and it was the Hillmen winning over Dodgeville 3-2 last night. From the SWAL, Cuba City swept Riverdale. It was Mineral Point 3-0 over Fenimore, and a win for Iowa Grant over Southwestern 3-2. Elsewhere, Kickapoo was a winner against Waseca Steuben 3-0, and Lafarge Youth Initiative 3-1 over DeSoto. Ithaca with a 3-0 sweep over North Crawford last night in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Brookwood 3-0 over New Lisbon as well. In high school boys soccer, Dodgeville Mineral Point and River Valley tied at 2 in a Southwest Conference matchup. The Riverdale cross country team showed up to the Goat Hill at North Crawford High School in a Goat Hill run, and it was a good night for all. Good night for running as well. The varsity girls from Riverdale were missing some athletes due to injury, but still had fine showings from Melanie Williamson, who was 7th overall with a time of 26:17. Kaylee Carter was 8th, and Riley Leith was overall 23rd. The varsity boys team tied Kickapoo Lafarge for first place, but lost the tiebreaker to finish in 2nd. Strong performances from Lakota Brewer for the Chieftains, 2nd with a time of 19:20. Hunter Wilkinson was 8th with a time of 20:25. Wyatt Schramm 9th, Carson Knight 10th, Caleb Shalaline 15th, and James Schramm 23rd for the Chieftains, who along with several area teams will be in Boscobel Thursday night night at the Greg Bell Memorial Invitational. Despite their 5-1 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies Tuesday night, the Brewers could still clinch the National League Central Division title before tonight's game. The Phils evened the series at American Family Field Tuesday night behind ace right-hander Zach Wheeler and two relievers. Milwaukee was held to one run on five hits. A Cubs loss this afternoon would mean the Brewers are Central Division champions. If that doesn't happen, Freddie Peralta will be able to give his team the title when he starts the rubber game of the three-game set this evening. Frankie Montas, last night's pitcher, says they want to win and clinch on their own.
Yeah, I feel like, to be honest, the goal is not even clinching. It's to go all the way, you know, trying to win a World Series. But, you know, I hear Rich talking about it earlier. He said that's the first step. You know, of course, we're happy to do that, you know. But I feel like all of us have the same goal, and it's to make it all the way, not just make it to the playoffs.
As mentioned, Oakland defeated the Cubs 4-3 last night. Houston 4-3 over San Diego, and San Francisco 10-0 over Baltimore. It was Miami 11-9 over the Dodgers in the National League. Cincinnati 6, Atlanta 5. The Mets 10-1 over Washington. St. Louis 3, Pittsburgh 1. Colorado 8-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Minnesota 4-1 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 8, Boston 3. Detroit 3, Kansas City 1. Texas 13-8 over Toronto, the Angels 5, the White Sox nothing, and Yankees 11, Seattle 2. The sports books peg the Packers as 2.5-point underdogs for Sunday's game against the Titans in Nashville. That's based on Malik Willis, that is, being the starting quarterback. Willis led Green Bay to a 16-10 win at home over the Colts last time out. If Jordan Love returns to the field this weekend, the story could change. One impressive stat: Willis was surpassed by only one NFL quarterback when it comes to third down passer rating. Only Kyler Murray beat his 7 of 8 completions for 94 yards and a touchdown. Green Bay Packer rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd has been placed on injured reserve after hurting his ankle Sunday. In that win, Lloyd will miss at least the next 4 games. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCW. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they
just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
McDaniel, baby's got her blue jeans on. Well, maybe baby better cut them off, make some blue jean shorts today. Absolutely. Going to be a little on the summer-like again, 85 degrees. Of course, just about everybody on the planet knows Johnny Cash. Not as many new Tommy Cash, but sadly the younger Cash died recently. That was just released this week. He was 84. The Johnny Cash Museum announced his death in a statement. Tommy Cash, who actually was a traveling member of the Johnny Cash Family Show back in the 1970s and had several hits on his own. It's 10 minutes before 7.
So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. State of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love. I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
WRCO remembering Tommy Cash this morning. It is the 18th of September. We're at 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And now we've dropped another degree. It is 47 in Richland Center.
Roof.
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
You'll love an A&W root beer float.
made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Famous movies released on the 18th of September, including the classic A Streetcar Named Desire back in the year of 1951. Also, the movie Rush Hour, released on this day in 1998. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, released in 2009. I think I saw that at the theater with one of my kiddos. Also, the movie Fatal Attraction, released in 1987. That is a scary one. Some VHS classics as well, released on this day back in time. Well, a high of 85 later expected, currently in Richland Center. The overnight low, it's 47 degrees. Here's Corey Kent.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all the other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is next. Also here today on WRCE-FM 107.7 and 1450 AM. It is currently 48 degrees. This 7 o'clock update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin.